I'm here with a gentleman who just enthusiastically and graciously donated a nice van. And sir, if you could just share your name and your church, and how did you hear about this program?
My name is Scott Frank, and I go to St. Matthew's Catholic Church in Indianapolis. I was contacted about Faith, Hope, and Love through Catholic Charities, and I was really excited about the opportunity to donate my van to someone who really could use it and use a helping hand.
Mm-hmm. Now, what motivated you, to donate your vehicle, especially now with the economic situation of our city and many families, that you graciously donate your vehicle?
I've received many gifts in my life, and I recognize, God's grace, and that, in those receiving those gifts, and I think it's really important to give back to others, to help them in their lives, and maybe touch them and help them reach a better place.
Now, before this interview, you mentioned also that you volunteer. Could you share what you did just a few days ago or a couple of weeks ago with your company?
Yes, I actually participated in a day of service with my company, and we actually worked by a Methodist church and helped work in a park there to improve the landscaping. We removed some shrubs, planted some trees, and built some paths. So hopefully it'll help kind of restore the vitality of that Methodist church. The minister there was trying to build up and increase attendance, and hopefully having that nice park next door will help him accomplish that.
Yeah. So what do you think was the consensus of the employees? Obviously, they come from different background.
Oh, everybody. It was a great team building experience. Just to all work together to a goal, kind of outside of work, was really a neat idea and a neat experience. And everyone really enjoyed it. We were all tired and sweaty,
yeah.
But but I think everyone really certainly enjoyed it. Definitely,
that's great.
Yeah,
that's great. So, do you have any encouragement for our listeners?
I know economic times are tough for a lot of us, but I think now's the best time to get out there and really help people. There's so many ways we can give back, and so many people that need our help, and it really will make you feel better, just spiritually, physically, mentally, in all those areas. So please, if you have the chance, do so.
Well, you're an inspiration to a lot of our listeners, and also for me. Thank you very much for donating your vehicle, and we bless you for doing that.
God
bless
you.
Thank you. After my interview with Scott, on the way out, he mentioned to me that this vehicle is the second vehicle that he donated. I think last year, a few years ago, he donated a station wagon to a needy mother. So you just heard the fulfillment of Isaiah 58:10-11. And if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will shine in the darkness, and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. God bless you.